I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration says it's deported more members of the Tren de Aragua and MS-13 gangs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says the gang members were removed Sunday night and that the group included murderers and rapists.
17 Tren de Aragua and MS-13, illegal criminal terrorists, were deported from our country back to El Salvador.
The men were transported to El Salvador's maximum security prison. Hundreds of migrants facing deportation were sent there earlier in March. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has expressed frustration at Russia's slow pace toward peace with Ukraine in their three-year war. The Kremlin responds, Russia is in no rush.
Dmitry Peskov, spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin, says Moscow is working to implement some ideas in connection with the Ukraine settlement, and this work is ongoing. Peskov goes on. The president remains absolutely open to contacts with President Donald Trump. Russia has effectively rejected a U.S. proposal for a full and immediate 30-day halt in Ukraine fighting, while the feasibility of a partial ceasefire on the Black Sea was cast into doubt after Kremlin negotiators imposed far-reaching conditions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Supreme Court appeared Monday to be leaning toward a Catholic charitable organization pushing back against the state of Wisconsin in the latest religious rights case to come before the court. In a case that could have wide-ranging effects, the justices suggested the Catholic Charities Bureau should not have to pay unemployment taxes because of the work of the social services agency is motivated by religious beliefs, and the state exempts religious groups from the tax. This is SRN News. Utah's governor has signed a law requiring app stores to verify users' age and get parental consent for minors.
It's called the App Store Accountability Act, and Utah is the first state to enact such legislation. Under the new law, app stores are required to request age information and get parental consent for minors to download apps to their devices. Similar bills have been introduced in at least 12 other states in the latest fight over children's online safety. Utah's governor also signed a measure last week to protect the children of online content creators. George Williams, SRN News.
Under a Tennessee bill, students would be taught marriage before children is one key to success. The proposal advancing inside the state's legislature would teach a proper sequence of life events: high school, job or higher education, marriage, and then children. Proponents argue the plan would leave people out of poverty. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
President Trump's fast approaching Liberation Day had stock markets all over the world swinging sharply. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% in another roller coaster. The S&P lost 4.6% for the first 3 months of the year, its worst quarter in 2.5 years. The Dow also swerved higher after initially falling, and it climbed 1%. The swings follow a global sell-off as worries build that tariffs coming Wednesday from President Trump will worsen inflation and grind down growth for economies. The Dow was up 417 points today to close at 42,001. The Nasdaq lost 23 to 17,299. The S&P 500 added 31 points to 5611. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.